Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Kino Tri Show. Whether it's ratchet or inspirational, dope or disturbing, let's talk about it. You never know who'll stop through. This dude's worldwide. So kick your feet up, relax, and let the libations flow. It's the Kino Tri Show. All the cool kids are listening. Don't be a Stanley.
Yes. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Kino Tri Show. It is Tuesday, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. We got a special guest in the house. We got Drew Thomas in the building. What's up, Drew?
What's going on, Kino? I'm happy to be in the building because it's cold outside.
Oh, hell yeah, it's cold, man. You come from the West Coast. You out there in Vegas. How's the weather in Vegas these days?
It's hot, but it's cold at night. The desert drops like 30 degrees at night once the sun goes down. It goes from 70 to 40.
Well, at least you get some sun, man. I feel like the sun has disappeared in Atlanta.
Nah, there's no sun. Atlanta bleaky right now.
I don't know. It ain't Ohio. I'm from Ohio, man, and I like being down south. I'll just say that much. Where are you originally from?
New York.
New York.
Yeah, I grew up in the Bronx, but lived in Atlanta for about 20 years, and now I'm creeping my way out to L.A.
L.A., fun in the sun. So when did you plan on making the move to L.A.?
Man, I don't know. You got to sneak into L.A. You got to come in at night. You know, next year sometime, maybe first quarter, second quarter. But I think I'll keep dual residence between Atlanta and L.A. and just keep going out there.
Atlanta's hot right now. I mean, at least for comedy. Do you get a lot of shows here?
I don't. From Atlanta, I mean, Atlanta comic came up in Atlanta. A lot of the people that came up in Atlanta came up under me. You know, I feel like some type of pioneer or patriarch of the Atlanta comedy scene, but I don't work Atlanta a lot.
Oh, it works out like that sometimes.
That's how it is. Your home, yeah. You know, sometimes home don't treat you good.
Well, hopefully I get to work here, but who knows? Who knows where my future is going to take me? Shout out to Atlanta Falcons for losing 4 in a row now. Is it
3 in a row?
3 in a row?
3 in a row. They 6-4. They terrible. It's time to let go of Matty Ice.
Yeah, Matty Slush. That's my nickname for it. Matty Slush. I think it's time for Matty Slush to go. So, Arthur Blank, if you're listening, time for a change. I'm going to just go ahead and look in the camera.
Arthur, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I mean, everybody like when you come down on the field at the end of the game, but I don't know, Arthur. Straighten up, stand up straight so you can see what's going on. You kind of crouched over, and I think you're missing what's happening. It's time for us to let go of Matty Ice.
There's a petition I saw on change.org that they're petitioning for.
To get rid of Matty Ice?
To get rid of Matt Ryan.
Where do I sign up?
But I don't know who's going to take that contract. That's a big contract for him to look like he's being on the decline. And a lot of people make the argument that, oh, look at his numbers. You know, he throws. But I say them numbers are fugazi. I mean, you got the best receivers in the game. I mean, how long did he have Tony Gonzalez until he retired? You're talking about the best tight end ever.
Right.
Shit, I could throw to Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, he's just turning shit.
Yeah. And Roddy White.
He's had Roddy White for years.
Yeah. Then you add Julio Jones. I mean, his numbers should be good, but he's not that quarterback that you could just put the team on your back, move forward.
He don't have that killer instinct. He's not a champion.
No, he's not.
He doesn't. Look at Joe Flacco yesterday. ACL, MCL, he's still in the game. He didn't want to come out because he knew they were going to have clock trouble, stayed in there, won the game.
Yeah, yeah. Matty Ice don't
do that.
Matty Soft. It's something about them Boston College QBs.
I don't know what it is.
They made out of paper mache.
Matty just handed over that interception yesterday. Like, I'm sitting there watching the game going, we about to give it back to him. And he just tossed it to him.
Yeah, yeah. Quick. Like, first of all, I'm surprised they didn't run it because at that point, the young running back hadn't been hurt yet, right?
Right.
Yeah, so why are you passing it out of the end zone?
And
like
got
that?
The man hurt on that interception down there. the first one that didn't they didn't score a touchdown. You gave it right back to him. You got the ball back. And you lose Freeman with a concussion.
And the thing about it, y'all lost to a 40-year-old second-string quarterback. Y'all should have heard him first quarter.
Well, they lost a backup quarterback. They, you know, we almost lost to Tennessee. That game was 10-6, 10-7.
Yeah.
Mariota wasn't even playing. You lose to Jameis Winston. He's a rookie. You should have been putting pressure on him all day.
And the schedule's don't get no easier because they got Minnesota coming.
They got Minnesota. They got to play the Panthers again. Twice.
No, they got to play Tampa
one
next,
more
then,
time.
Then Carolina.
Saints last game, and you still got to play Panthers twice.
Sorry, Falcons, man. This
That's
season
two
over.
Losses right there.
Yeah, in the back. And I knew it was on the fence with this game. Do they got to play San Francisco?
They played them already. That was last loss.
Oh.
That was the week before. That was November 8th.
Now, what's going on with San Francisco? Did they get rid of Kaepernick?
Kaepernick days are numbered, they said. That might be it for Kaepernick.
It's a shame, too. I know something was crazy when they caught that dude wearing a Dolphins hat back in the day. Remember that controversy?
Yeah. He was wearing it for the colors. What are you doing?
What are you, stupid?
Anything you wear should be 49 until you don't play for them no more.
For all that, he could have, what's the color? University of Miami got damn near the same colors or something close. He could have went that route with the orange and green, but he said for the colors. But you a pro NFL quarterback.
Right. You shouldn't be wearing no hat for any other team.
That's like working for Pepsi and rocking a Coca-Cola shirt. It don't make any sense.
Man, they're stupid. they don't follow rules. They grew up being coddled. It's the minivan kids. That's what I call them.
I heard Kaepernick came from a pretty privileged background, right? He, I think he was raised by white folks who adopted him or something.
Where did he play college ball? UNLV, Utah, something like that?
Maybe so. I don't remember. I don't remember when.
Arizona, something.
We can look it up. We got the internet and all that.
Somebody call in and tell me where Kaepernick played college ball.
If you want to call in during the show, the number is 607-203-5368. And make sure you press 1 if you want to talk so we can know you want to talk. Some people just call in.
I'm giving tickets away. I don't know to what, but when you tell people you're giving tickets away.
Oh, yeah. I'm giving tickets away to to my next show. It's going to be an open mic. It's probably going to be free anyway, but I'll write you a little ticket.
Hey, first caller get 2 tickets.
Yeah, first caller get 2 tickets to Smith's Old Bar. That's probably where I'm going to be at.
What day is that show?
Smith Old Bar? I don't know. They do a 1 a.m. show. I'm just throwing stuff out there. I don't think I've ever performed there.
Next time I'm in town, I'm going to come do that. I heard it be packed up.
Yeah, you gotta hit some people up early.
Okay.
The thing about this, black rooms versus white rooms. If you're doing a black room or if you go in a black room and they already know you, you got some clout, they're going to put you up.
They're going to put you on.
Yeah.
You might be next.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Yeah.
They'll
be like, I ain't know you was in town.
You want to do some time? Yeah, I'm putting you up next. One more person than you.
Then they'll give you 30 minutes.
Right.
But the white room, they don't care who you are.
Nah.
We're staying by the book, man.
Yeah.
You didn't sign up.
You didn't call ahead. I told you to email me on Monday the 3rd before you come out. It's the 3rd Tuesday of every month.
Speaking of weird situations now, the Star Bar here, I don't know if it's still like that. I think they've changed it, but the Star Bar was something weird, like you got to call on Friday at 5 p.m., leave a message and hope they call you back, and that's how they would
When did
the
that
money.
Start?
I mean, it's been like that for years. I think they recently just changed it up.
So. I helped the Star Bar get started. The Star Bar started after Twisted Talk.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh. And Rodney's still hosting.
Rodney still hosts it, but the way he used to do it was show up on Monday, and 10 comics, he would write the number down on a little piece of paper, 1 through 10, throw it in a pitcher, a beer pitcher, and then you pick your number.
Oh, well, they stopped that by the time I came along.
And then that's your number.
Wow.
So then it wasn't no, like, strong person first or you get to go last. Hey, you could be the best dude in town. You pick 3, you 3.
Oh, wow. Nah, I ain't seen that. The times I did it when I first started comedy years ago, it was you call, he answer, or he called you back. I don't really remember how it went. And that's how it works. That's how you got on. I have not gotten up at the Star Bar in the last 5 years.
It's been a minute since I've been up
there. Yeah, the last 5 years.
That room used to be a lot of fun in the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, it's still fun. You see a lot of good comedy there. You see some bad comedy.
Right.
But that's with any place. And I don't like to go because the Surgeon General need to just slap a label on the front of that place.
You don't got good lungs. Star Bar, not for you.
Oh, my God. Cigarette
They smoke two at a time.
Right. They don't even need drinks at the bar. They can just have cartons of cigarettes. It'd probably be standing room only, a red velvet rope.
Pabst Blue Ribbon and cheap cigarettes.
Yeah.
You might see some Dorol.
I have wore leather into the Star Bar just to go hang out, see comedy. I would have to, it would take a week for the smoke.
Yeah.
And I would literally hang the leather outside. That's how much smoke. But, man, shout out to Star Bar. Don't deter.
Yeah, don't get us wrong.
Yeah, don't get us wrong. We love the Star Bar. Shout out to Rodney and all the Star
Rodney,
Bar
my
comics.
Man, we used to do taco together. I remember when the Star Bar started. So you had a Sunday and a Monday to go do comedy. But it is full of smoke. Now, on Tuesday nights, it's fun. They do 80s music.
Oh, I just deal with the comedy.
All night, you might see a dude on roller skates just dancing to Michael Jackson, the Star Bar. You don't know what you're going to get in there.
But another thing about the Star Bar that's creepy to me, they got like an Elvis room. They got like
the Elvis shrine and
the
vault.
Elvis shrine.
You know, Star Bar used to be a bank.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, that's a vault. That's the vault for the bank.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, look at the door. The vault door is still there.
Oh, nah. Elvis was a hero to most, but he never meant shit to me. He was straight out racist. The sucker was simple and plain.
He ain't buy me no Cadillac.
Right.
Yeah, that Elvis shrine, that used to be the vault for the bank.
Yeah, you know, and you know, black people, we extra sensitive. I might be a little too extra sensitive right now. You know, shout
the whole,
out.
The whole country's sensitive right
now.
Yeah,
so, you know, if I walk in your establishment and there's Elvis stuff, I'm looking side-eyed.
Right.
You know,
I'm already feeling like I'm not welcome here. But that's the owners of the Star Bar. Yeah, you know?
Or at least balance it a little bit. Put a little Tupac memorabilia next to it or something.
A little Biggie, Michael Jackson.
Michael. If you can't do nothing else, put Michael. But the 80s Michael, I don't. the 90s Michael, too close to Elvis.
Not 2000 white woman Michael? Not a fan of that Michael? He was the first Caitlyn.
He was. Actually, he was.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I don't even want to talk about Caitlyn.
No, we're not even.
I'll just say the Kardashians can really ruin.
They can ruin a man. They will ruin a man.
Black or white, it don't matter. You get in the family.
Reggie Bush ain't been right.
No.
Chris Humphries.
Oh yeah.
Lamar got brain damage. They just ruin men.
Ray J's career. All right. Let's
Ray J
on
Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, L.A. There's a Love and Hip Hop L.A.
So what is he acting?
Ray J just got hoes.
He do. I ain't mad
Ray
at
J
him.
Ray J got money, and he seems to be the man in L.A. Because only Ray J can talk to a woman and go, look, I'm going to keep it 100. I know you smashed the homies. But you still all right with me, even though you smashed the homie.
I saw, this was back in the 90s. I was out in L.A., and I went to the House of Blues for a Nas concert.
Okay.
And
love Nas, one of my favorites.
I remember Ray J walked in with a group of kids. Like, this was the 90s. Ray J might have been 13, 14, but the dude, I mean, he was that man back then. You know, Brandy's
like,
little brother.
Brandy brother.
And you
he's
know, the
Brandy brother. I think
House of Blues, they carded me, patted me down, and here comes some kids walking in just because.
Check the list.
Right.
I don't see you on the list.
Yeah, I don't see you on the list. Ray J come in. I think he was hanging with Immature that night. Remember them dudes?
Oh, yeah,
Immature,
yeah.
Bunch of kids. So,
wasn't one of them Omarion dudes' brothers was in Immature?
Maybe. I don't really remember. It was all them little boy bands.
Right.
Jared from Subway would have had a blast. But shout out to Omarion and Immature and what was them other little groups?
I can't remember.
ABC.
ABC.
Crisscross.
What happened to ABC?
What happened to the little black boy bands? They don't do that no more.
No, they don't got them no more. I think 3T was the last one.
3T? Was that Michael Jackson's
nephews? Yeah, his nephews. It was Tito's sons.
The Jackson family's weird because I think a few of them had babies but the same woman. Like, I think Jermaine married this chick, had babies with her, and then Randy came and scooped her up and had a family. So it's like having brother cousins.
Okay.
Cousin brothers. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you start to mess up the DNA pool when you start doing that.
Yeah, so some weird stuff going on. I just heard something recently about Michael Jackson's wealth that he left. Like, he owned the Beatles catalog.
Right.
And they said that the Beatles catalog to date is worth $2.5 billion. And that's just the Beatles catalog. We ain't talking about nothing else.
Nothing else from his stuff.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny about that Beatles catalog? Paul McCartney told him that would be a good thing to buy.
Really?
And he went and bought it.
I thought Paul McCartney was kind of against him buying it. I think Paul
he was because he gave him the idea, like they sitting talking in a bar, and he's like, you know, it'd be a good investment if somebody bought the Beatles catalog.
Wow. And
Michael said, I think you're right.
And he bought he it. He made like, a call.
He went and bought it, and then Paul McCartney felt some kind of way about Michael Jackson
owning
that
catalog.
I'm sure he
would, because $2.5 billion.
But you should have bought it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Was Paul's money long like that then?
Paul had money. You saw that last wife he was married to for like a short period of time.
Oh, that's right.
His
she
first
got like
wife
a...
cleaned up, yeah. And then he got married again to this other chick for like a year or two.
Yeah, she took like $100 million.
And she walked away with...
$100 or $200. It was something crazy.
Some crazy number.
Man, and she ain't never sang a song.
Never sang a song.
Never wrote a
nothing.
Lyric.
Nope. Don't even know Yoko.
I don't even hang out with Yoko.
Wasn't even around for none of that. Now Ringo's still performing. Ringo be at casinos. Ringo and his band.
Ringo got to be about 90.
They all old.
Yeah, Paul's plastic surgery face.
Yeah.
I got a neighbor that's plastic surgery face, and I thought she was just being rude and never looking up at me
right.
when I passed her,
but
I think she can. I think her eyes are stuck.
She can't look up. Let's go ring her doorbell when we get done. We'll take the camera and take the whole, anybody listening, we're going to go see Keno.
Put
neighbor.
Some nine lives on her porch. She like a cat. Like she can't look up, so I don't know.
That's vanity on another level, man. I don't think black people really do plastic surgery like that.
They're starting to a little
maybe a little
bit.
You might tuck your eyes
bit.
Back a little yeah. bit or pick your chin up or maybe the neck.
Yeah.
But not like.
Yeah, but I mean, black don't crack. We usually don't have to get plastic
right.
surgery. So
right.
We usually good in that space. I don't know. If I was to get plastic surgery, I'd probably, you know, get a little something tucked around here so I can have that six pack. They say you,
maybe.
They said after 30, your likelihood of ever getting a six pack again is.
It's shot. Because I'm 43. It ain't happening.
I don't know. You could try hard enough. They got new drugs.
I ain't going to try. If it's not going to happen, ain't no need to try really hard. The best you could do is get to where you just look good in your clothes.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I strive for right now. So
I mean, I work hard. I try to eat right just to stay in a 2X.
You are dropping weight. I'm going to tell you that.
I drink water and added broccoli.
Water and
broccoli. You get to 40, you need to add broccoli to your diet.
Broccoli, you'd be farting all the way, but
you'd be. It's very gassy, a lot of roughage.
So that's a good thing to talk about. So, being as much traveling you do, how hard is it to find proper nutrition on the road?
It's very hard, man. You're gonna end up at a Jack in the Box after a show late at night. You just have to be prepared that it costs more money to eat right when you travel. You got to say, hey, I'm gonna go to this restaurant and I'm gonna have the salmon.
Right.
With the broccoli or some type of mixed vegetables or mashed potatoes or whatever you got, sweet potato, try it. You know what I mean? Try to get good meals in because KFC be calling my name. I'm going to let y'all know now. Everybody's Popeyes because it's the South and they love it in Atlanta, but I'll get a three-piece from KFC. Right?
KFC is funny because they got a bowl and they just threw everything they had
everything
in it.
Like, yo, this bowl is like 1,200 calories.
I thought it was more than that.
Might be more than that. It's one of them like Hardee's burgers. Man. Hardee's burgers be 1,600 calories.
It's funny you say that because I was thinking about Hardee's earlier. How is Hardee's still open?
Yo, I don't know because the pictures.
Yeah.
Them burgers are colossal.
Have you had a breakfast sandwich from Hardee's?
Yo, Ontario Airport in California, the only thing in there is Hardee's.
Wow.
So if you got an early flight or something, Hardee's is the only choice you got.
Man,
Junior, same thing. And you're going to end up with this sourdough breakfast sandwich with scrambled eggs, cheese, bacon, also sausage, another type of pork. I mean, it's like... three sausages in there. You got bacon sausage and applewood sausage.
and it's about the size of a quarter pounder.
And it's on sourdough bread. It's huge. And you at your gate down in this at 6 in the morning. Like, yeah, I'm about to get on this flight. But sometime during the day, you got to go get some baked chicken or some salmon, fish.
Man, Hardee's might be the biggest drug front in America because I never see any cars in the parking lot.
Right.
But they got one on every block, and they stay open. Shout out to Hardee's, man. I don't know what y'all doing. I don't know if y'all...
They got Kim Kardashian to endorse them. She did a Hardee's commercial.
What?
I know she don't eat Hardee's. Yeah, she did a Carl Jr.'s commercial out in L.A. I know she don't eat.
Oh, wow.
She don't eat Hardee's.
Maybe it's a bigger corporation. They own other stuff to keep Hardee's open, so...
Maybe it's a cover, it's a front. They really sell skateboards.
They're probably selling illegal immigrants. Come get you a maid or a little servant.
But I try not to. I don't eat fast food burgers anymore. I remember there was a time I lived for a Wendy's double.
Oh, shout out. I used to like a good Whopper every now and then.
Every now and then, you get that smoke flavor.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
I
that
think
smoke
they just
flavor.
Sprayed on it.
Yeah. It was spray. It looked like that line was drew on it. Like,
oh, they
used
liquid
ain't got
smoke
no grill in here.
Like, it ain't even grilling. How do you get this to have smoke flavor? a double Whopper with cheese and bacon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Shut it down. Extra sauce.
Extra sauce. Yeah. I just don't like Burger King fries. There was a time when I was real big, at my biggest, y'all listening, I weigh about 286 now. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 290 after Thanksgiving. But there was a time I weighed 335.
Woo!
That was my biggest. And I would go to Burger King to get the burger, then go to McDonald's and get the fries.
Wow.
Then
wow.
go to Wendy's and get the Frosty.
Oh, I was going to say, I know you're going to Wendy's and get the Frosty.
Yeah, you get to Wendy's and get the Frosty. Then you get home and eat all of that. You got the large McDonald's fry hot. You got your double Whopper with cheese with bacon. And your Frosty waiting when you finish all of that?
I remember when they gave you the little additions to the Frosty. Like, they used to have a little pack of Oreos and all
yes.
that.
The key now is everybody's small is really small. Remember
yeah.
when the Frosty
oh, yeah,
came
Frosty
in one
was,
size and
yeah,
that thing
yeah,
was huge.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a former fat boy.
But still my favorite when I'm weak sometimes, a Blizzard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I still get the
But the small is real. They got a new small. It's like a mini.
Oh, where?
Yeah.
It's still probably $5. Cause,
no, it's not the price. It's the amount. I have to reprogram my mind that it's not about price. Because you'll easily go and go, wait a minute, for 50 cents more, I can get the 44 ounce. And you got to go, I don't need that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's not about the price. The Blizzard Mini is good enough.
And sometimes when I'm focused on dropping the weight, sometimes I just need to taste it. I don't even need the whole thing. I just need a couple of scoops. All right, I'm good.
I know. I it took a long time to get discipline in my life, but I can now order a pizza, have it delivered, eat two slices, and throw the rest away.
You could throw it away?
I could throw it away.
Oh, wow.
I take it right away to the dumpster outside my spot and throw it away. If you put it in the fridge, you're going to eat two slices later. You're going to eat two tomorrow. Next thing you know, you ate a whole 14-inch pie
I mean,
by yourself.
It's okay as long as you spread it out. You know, so you eat two slices
I eat two
now,
and throw it
four,
away.
5 hours later, eat a couple, another
I
couple
just
slices.
I just want to get the taste.
Yeah.
I want the taste of the pizza. I eat two slices, I'm done.
You throw it away.
One
then.
Slice of pizza is like almost 600 calories.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't tell me that.
Plain cheese.
Don't tell me that. Because I like Fellini's. Fellini's
is delicious. That's one of my favorite spots. Because the ingredients. It's about the ingredients. And Fellini's have fresh ingredients. Sausage is high quality sausage.
Yeah, yeah.
Ground beef, spinach, mushrooms.
The veggies, the onions, the peppers. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Fellini's, man. Hopefully I can get a little
Fellini's, you should
spot.
Sponsor Kino's show, man.
Yeah, please, please.
Sponsor the Fat Boy show. Come on.
Speaking of sponsors, I got to sponsor the show. Shout out to Headquarters Recording Studio. I'm going to make sure I play the commercial next time. I didn't get it prepared for the show. But Bamboo, CEO and owner of Headquarters Studio, you need that rap tape done. You need that demo. You need whatever you do that needs to be on wax. Headquarters Studio, they're located in Atlanta. Look them up. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter and everything else. So that's my little plug to Headquarters, and I'll play the commercial.
Support your local businesses.
Yeah, yeah.
They the one putting out them CDs people always be pushing in the parking lot?
Yeah, you can get your CD done there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. For you know, for the 40-year-old rappers
who
still got a dream.
Right. With three dreads.
three dreads left. Talking about, we got that hot fire.
Right. They roll up on me, they're like, buy my CD. I was like, buy mine.
I'm not one to knock nobody's hustle, man, but at this point in life, man, I done heard every freestyle. A rap is a rap is a goddamn rap to me. So keep chasing your dreams. Don't listen
not
to
mad
me.
At you.
But yeah, don't. I'm not the one to bring your CD.
Especially
if we look like we the same age. I'm
right.
Like, brother, I might grab you by the hand and say, hey, brother. That two-hand thing, too. You know, that's how the
you
old
born
school is.
Anywhere in the 70s, all the way up to 79,
right.
You have no business in skinny jeans. None. I don't get it. This new skinny jeans. I went to the mall a couple months back because I try to at least buy new stuff every couple months because you're on shows, you're doing stuff, you know, people take pictures. You start to look at the pictures and you start to realize man, that shirt was in another picture and somebody posted it. So you got to rotate your stuff out.
Yeah.
Being an entertainer is something you didn't really think about before. So I go to buy jeans, and the jeans now are skinny and straight leg.
Yep. Yep.
Both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, how you skinny and straight
leg? Double whammy. Double. Ain't no love for the.
They skinny and slim.
Ain't no love. And some of them be low rising.
Yeah.
Like, hey, whoa.
So you're not coming up over my hip. It says it on the tag, rest low on hip. And it's skinny and slim, straight leg. I can't get my leg in there.
Ain't no love. I say I'm a full figure brother. Ain't no love for the full figure brothers no more. You get
shout out to all my 38 waist, 40 waist dudes.
You got to be 70 skinny now to put on that.
Dudes keeping it down. Can't get no pants because the little skinny dudes and now the boy bitches are buying all the 38s. Yo, why are all the why are they so wide?
and the lesbians, the little
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the boy bitches. Yeah, they are wide, man.
Shoulders and everything.
Yo,
you
they rocking
the
Boyz II Men. They rocking the Boyz II Men sweater vest, and they buying up all the 38s and hemming them.
Hey, true story. I got some polo boots from back in the day that's in pretty good condition. I wear them every now and then. Cause
that's
you can't,
expensive, yo. You're just making money back then.
You can't wear them. Polo boots, you can't wear them but for a month or two in Atlanta,
right.
You know, before
cheap,
your feet
though.
Sweating. But I was wearing my polo boots not too long ago, and this chick came to me, and she said, what you got those on for? I was like, what you mean why I got them? She was like, those are dyke boots. I was like, oh, dykes have taken over polo boots? I thought they had the Timbs. When did they move on?
I thought they wore the duck boots.
Well, they polo boots is the dyke boot of 2015. Or is that offensive? I didn't mean to say that.
It might be.
Yeah.
Woman lovers.
Yeah, yeah. LGBT. It covers everybody. But yeah, so now I can't wear my polo boots.
Everybody's offended these days. Everybody.
Can't wear my polo boots, man. I'm mad about that.
You can't call nothing what it is no more. You can't call retarded. Retarded, the word in the dictionary means to slow. Even you have material that's flame retarded.
Yeah, yeah.
It slows the flame. But you can't call a retarded person retarded. You got to call them special slow or lip challenge.
And that change came fast, too.
Yeah. Because all you need is one rich person who has a kid that's like that.
Yeah.
And then you can't call it that no more.
Or a white mom. You know, white women get stuff done. Like
yeah.
They look what they done in the NFL. I mean, every other game, they got on breast cancer patches and stuff like that.
Only
in
October.
Yeah.
Then breast
oh,
cancer
it's only
is
in
cured.
October?
Yeah, it's cured in October. You don't have to worry about it no more. And then November is the troops. So now everybody's camouflaged.
Oh, okay.
All the pink is October.
Well, sure. Won't they have, like, black history in the NFL? Well, it is black history. History's being made every game.
Right. We leaping over three people. There's some good athletes in the league right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I just
it's some great.
Hope these dudes put their money away. They terrible.
Adrian Peterson, man, I think I want to adopt the Adrian Peterson kid. He got about eight of them. Them little jokers got to be four tough because that dude tore up his knee, sat out a year.
Came back 110%.
Came back 110%. Like,
and led the league in rushing and almost broke the single season record the season he came back from busting up. That's a beast.
That's some slave muscles right there. That's...
Definitely quick twitch fiber. Definitely. That Jimmy the Greek. You know
what
Jimmy the Greek was talking about?
He's 31 now?
Is he that old?
I think he could be. I think if he's not 30, he's close.
29, 30? Maybe
yeah,
somewhere
he's close.
There?
And then it don't look like he's slowing down.
No.
You know, running
they shut
back.
Him down this Sunday, but he's been having a good season.
Yeah, I mean, you let him break one, you can't catch him.
He's still a beast, yo. What, he missed the first four games, and he's been rolling ever since.
Yeah, So shout out to Adrian Peterson, man. I know that fantasy's big. People love players like that. Do you play fantasy football?
I don't have the time. Each week you got to trade and sit people down and keep up with who's hurt.
Yeah, I don't need nothing else that's going to take my time.
Yeah,
up, so that's why
I
won't play it.
I got enough to do just sitting around thinking about what's next or packing for the next week.
But people are diehard, man. I probably get no less than 5 to 10 calls every year. Yo, you want to get in my fantasy league? No.
Every week, no. Every year somebody asks me. I got friends in 4 or 5 leagues.
Yeah, I don't have the time. Then they got the FanDuel
and the DraftKings.
DraftKings.
They trying to shut them down in New York. Well, they did.
Yeah, so do you know how that works? Is it?
It's gambling.
It's like every week you pick and
you
see
pick,
if you win.
You pay money, and if your players play well, you win money. You trading people around. I don't know. It's not recreational. It's gambling. So New York shut it down. They can't take FanDuel and DraftKings can't take no more orders in New York.
That's because New York's still kind of shady. They're running numbers and all that up there.
Well, New York can't figure out how they get their cut. If they can figure out how to get a cut, they'd let them do it.
Well, don't they tax them normal, like, or I don't know how that thing
Somebody
works.
Might not even know those transactions happen.
Shout out to DraftKings, man. Maybe one day I'll get into it. Who knows? This is a good time for us to take a break so we can change the film and the camera and all that stuff. If you want to call in and talk to Drew, the number is 607-203-5368. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Keno Tri Show.
I couldn't help but notice your pain.
My pain?
It runs deep. Share it with me.
Yeah. Shout out to Tupac, man. So Much Pain. That's a classic from the Above the Rim soundtrack. That was like the best soundtrack ever.
Best soundtrack. That movie and Love and Basketball.
Love and Basketball. Oh, yeah.
Great soundtrack.
I forgot. What's one of the... I just need to know one song off the Love and Basketball that'll re-jog my memory.
Lucy Pearl had a song on there when the chick from En Vogue left.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
the
yeah,
group
yeah, yeah.
With Raphael Sadiq. And then you had Maxwell join.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I remember the songs now. Okay.
Yeah, that was a good soundtrack.
Shoot, Above the Rim, man. It was just, that's when I was thugging, man. That's when I was in the
I was in the thug days? Yeah, that's when you was in the street?
In them streets, drinking them 40s.
Selling nickel sacks?
Riding down Peachtree before Ray Lewis ruined it for everybody.
Was it OE was your 40 or private stock? Or
you know what? We got sophisticated. We started out with OE because we didn't know any better.
Okay.
But as we graduated, we went to Crazy Horse. And then
St. Ives. We used to drink St. Ives.
Nate Dogg and... Went to the liquor store. You know what I'm looking for. St. Ives. Oh, yeah.
I used to drink the St. Ives.
St. Ives.
Started with private stock. I used to hang with some older cats from New York.
Yeah.
When I first moved down here, so like 1920, we'd ride around to the clubs. I didn't even have no ID. We drinking private stock. Then we got into the 90s. It was St. Ives,
yeah.
Crazy Horse. I never was an OE person, though.
And we only drank OE because, you know, the rappers was talking about
and
it.
And that's what you knew.
Yeah, that's all you knew. And, you know, I was underage when it was popular. So
right.
We used to have a corner store in our hood, and we just go get the crackheads to get us the OE.
And get them $2.
Yeah, you just buy them a beer. Yeah. Like, go get 3 OEs. We good, you know.
And get you one. Shit, I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll do that. You going to buy me a beer?
I'll do that. I'll be right back.
speaking of crackheads, like, I recently went back to the neighborhood I grew up in, and we had this crackhead. They called him Dickhead Dave.
He's still alive?
Dickhead Dave is still walking up and down the street that he was walking up and down 20, almost 30 years ago. Probably still buying 40s for the teenagers.
Crackheads in some neighborhoods are legends.
They're
There's
legends.
One in New
yeah.
York named Biz.
Biz?
Biz was big in the 80s, right? Everybody, you know, got your stuff from Biz or sold for Biz.
Wow.
I go to New York probably late 90s, early 2000, hanging with one of my boys that I grew up with. And you go, let's go to the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. The car wash is on a street in Harlem. And who washed your car? Biz.
Biz.
Biz washed your car out of a fire hydrant. He got all the equipment. Yeah, fire hydrant on the side of the road. That's the water source.
Wow.
You know, running low, Biz filled the bucket. He got all the equipment. And then whoever, what hustlers come through, give Biz a rock. After like 3-4 cars, he take a break.
Smoke.
Go off to the side, smoke, come back, and clean your car up. Yo, Biz was the best auto detailer I've ever seen.
Man, I knew this chick. She, friend of mine, she lived in a hood off Moreland Avenue.
Okay.
In some old apartments.
That's the hood.
And we went to visit her one day. And she had this crackhead washing her car. And she was like, oh, he's the best. And so I was there. I had a Tahoe at the time.
Right.
I came out. Man, I do a joke about it. He had the Tahoe clean.
I believe you.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I've had my car cleaned by a crackhead. So I believe you. Biz would have your joint crispy.
And so it got to the point where she wouldn't even have to be home. It'd be a Saturday. I want to get the car washed. So I ride through the hood looking for the crackhead. And the kids know him too. Y'all seen, I can't even remember his name. Y'all seen such.
Yeah,
roll up. He'd be like, oh, I got you next.
Yo, you next. I got two more than you. Like a barbershop.
Yeah.
Biz with my man used to have a red Jetta with the luggage rack on top. there was a time, remember when people used to do the whatever color your car was, that's the color of the tint?
Yeah.
So he had a red Jetta with the luggage rack with red tint. And Biz used to keep that car crispy.
Nobody beat the Biz.
And they were like, Biz used to be the man.
I love crackheads, man. I mean, I don't want anybody to be on crack, but if you're going to be on
crack,
at least work for your money. I respect a drug addict who would get out and do.
Because they're good people, they just have a habit.
Yeah. So I don't respect the stealing crackheads. Don't steal, man.
Yeah, don't steal mama TV.
Yeah. My car needs washing now. So if you're listening,
if you're a crackhead and you just happen to have internet and you're on blog radio, come by and clean up Kino's car.
That is asking a lot for a crackhead. Like.
Right. He might be listening, though. Somebody might have gave him an old Walkman.
Right.
That have radio capability. Somebody Walkman had FM radio.
The old Walkmans.
Yes.
I just threw one away
last year.
Yeah.
I'm looking for mine. I had one back in the day. I had my first job. It was like $200. Mine was... Remember when they got real small?
Yeah. They got
and
real
they were just the size
of
the
tape. Yeah, yeah.
Yo,
yep.
You couldn't tell me nothing with all the reverse.
Yeah, it had that little switch. Oh,
yeah.
Reverse, flip side. Rim.
Flip to the other side. I had Queen Latifah's first album and Public Enemy, Welcome to the Terror Dome single.
Oh, shoot. My home is your home. Welcome to the Terror Dome. The tape that stayed in my Walkman every day to school was Easy Does It.
Easy Does It. See, I was from the Bronx, so we were kind of biased.
Oh, man.
The East Coast at the time. I listened to the West Coast stuff later, and some of it I like. But at that time, it was, you know, Heavy D.
Heavy D.
Nas, Jay-Z, back in the day. Yeah, you listen to Salt and Pepper. I was a big Heavy D fan. You know, you listen to Heavy D, Public Enemy, Ultra Magnum, C's Lived Around My Block, Joski Love. So that's the stuff, you know.
What? Ultra Magnum? Oh, wow.
Oh,
you went back. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trev, I know Trev. He live in my neighborhood. DJ from Ultra Magnum.
Wow. And see, I grew up in Ohio, so we was directly influenced by New York. Like, we
right,
used to listen
you
all
closer
that,
to you was closer to New York than the West Coast.
But West Coast hit hard when,
West Coast
when
hit
they
hard.
Hit. They hit hard.
You couldn't deny them. New York people try to deny them, like, I don't listen to that. It's not New York. But you can't deny what they were doing. You can't deny the sales. You can't deny that those people's truth.
Yeah.
Rap music is about your truth.
Yeah.
So they rapped about what they know. They know Dickies, you know, Chuck Taylor's,
Bay
Streets is different. Still the drug game, but the only thing that's different is the accent.
Yeah, and there's a hood everywhere, trust me.
There's a hood and there's thugs everywhere. Yeah. People will say, yo, I'm from New York, and you in the middle of Ohio, and go, these cats don't know nothing. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They
will
still
kill you.
Hood.
Yeah, they will still kill you.
They make guns everywhere.
There's places in Birmingham, Alabama,
yo,
I wouldn't go.
What? Birmingham? You don't even have Anniston. Me and Tyler Craig did a show in Anniston for some, I know the promoter was a dope boy.
Wow.
I know it. Because we got paid in 20s. They wasn't even he didn't even face his money, so I knew he was a drug dealer. You don't even face your money, face the money, man. Put them all the same way.
Nah,
but there's thugs everywhere.
Yeah, thugs everywhere. So people be like, oh, my hood, I'm from such and such, whatever. And, you know, no disrespect to my New York cats, but back in the day, I used to see it all the time. We'd be hanging out downtown, whatever. Oh, I'm from New York, whatever. And I'm like, hey, these Georgia boys, wow, dude. They don't care where you're from. And I've been told by a New York dude, like, he was like, man, don't believe all these cats come down here talking about I'm from New York. They was like, the real New York dudes is still in New York. They ain't leaving. So
right. But even if you do, ain't nobody singing it.
Yeah, yeah.
The real thug dude not really singing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I'm from New York. I'm harder than you. What's up, son? You're going to get knocked out just like Suge Knight got knocked out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the same dude who hung Vanilla Ice out the window and told him when his office hours was. My office hours are Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Now, what you want to talk about? He got knocked out, so it don't matter.
And he got knocked out by a barber.
Right.
Yeah.
It don't matter. There's hood everywhere. Chicago got hood.
Yeah.
Kansas City got hood. The Midwest got hood. Milwaukee, it don't matter.
Oh, yeah, Milwaukee. Yeah, Milwaukee.
Y'all been to 45 states, yo.
Yeah.
There's hoods everywhere. Yeah.
So have you been to the south side of Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it as bad as... Because I've been to Chicago, but I didn't roll through the South Side.
Oh,
I mean,
they knocked a lot of it down when they built the United Center
and
other parts, you know. But just like gentrification in any city.
Yeah, it's taking
when
over.
I first moved to Atlanta, a lot of the places now, like down by Georgia Tech, and a lot of the places now that's high-rise buildings and nice lofts, those were hood,
man. It was.
I used to play ball, so we played... You go to the hood, you find a good game of ball.
Was that area called Cabbage Town?
Cabbage Town, Techwood.
Techwood,
all of that right there was straight hood.
Well, now it's straight yuppie.
Right.
401K.
Now you see Subarus.
Yeah.
Subarus with luggage rack.
Subaru.
Once you see a Subaru, you know you're in a white neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Subaru or a white person jogging at night.
Right.
Yeah. At a place I wouldn't even walk during the daytime.
And they jogging.
Yeah. So we were talking earlier. I own a house in Decatur, part of Atlanta.
Decatur is greater.
Yeah. And it was always been black. It always been black. The neighborhood I got the house in, it's always been black. But as of recent, when I go check on the house, whatever, there is two white families that have moved in the neighborhood. And there has never been any white family in these neighborhoods. And they there, they got their Audis parked in the driveway. And one looked at me while I was driving by like, oh, it's only a matter of time. We're going to get you out of here, too, once these property values go up. So
they're trying to run us out of everywhere.
Yeah. But they don't know I got a little paper. I'm staying.
Stan, you can't run my man out. He owned his spot.
Yep, because if I didn't own it, I'd be selling it to the white folks. No.
Hey, let them pay top dollar for it.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's happening in every city. So good luck, folks, man. Get your money up, man. You can't be sitting waiting on the system no more.
Nah.
That is
just... Speaking of the system, how you feel about welfare? Why is it generational? Three generations on welfare? Why is it not just like help for a little bit?
Here's the thing. I think you typically are a victim of your surroundings. So if you ain't seen nothing, if you ain't seen better, you don't really know what better is on. Yeah, we can see on TV rich and famous, but it's on TV. There's kind of the disconnect. You don't believe it's achievable. So if every day you wake up in the projects and you don't lead a project, I've met people who have never left Decatur, never been on a plane, never. If you haven't seen anything, it's easy to fall into that.
That's all you know.
Like, I'm going to have this baby at 15. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to fill out the paperwork. I'm going to get my Section 8.
I'm going to get them be the fattest babies, yo. Them ghetto babies, they fat because they got all the milk, all the dairy products you want.
So I think it's simple as that. That's why
nobody on WIC get 2% milk.
Nah,
I'm getting the whole milk. The government paying for it. I'm getting the whole milk. Don't cheat me.
So that's why I think it's important. If you have children, man, if you got to spend your last dollar, take them on a plane, man. Take them out of town. Let them see things.
Start with a museum.
Yeah, the museum. just let them see something else,
some type of culture. Let them see something else than that white plastic chair in the hood that your grandmother is sitting on doing your mother's hair while you in your mother's lap getting your hair done.
Yeah, I have some people in my family been on that system for years, and like I said, it's all they know. So if it's all you know, and it gets passed on, like with anything.
I never felt that strong about it till I started paying taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Once you pay taxes, you change how you feel about certain things. I'm not a Republican because I don't make $200,000. I think you have to make a minimum of $250,000 to be a Republican. That's my feeling. There's a lot of Republicans out here that don't make $250,000. You have to be with the group that's concerned with your needs.
But and I get you. And not only pay taxes, but let you owe back taxes.
Ah.
And then they come get you for back taxes, penalties, and all that stuff. But then you go to Kroger's to pick up like five items for $100, and this chick is rolling two carts filled to the rim.
She got lobster.
Yeah, right.
Crab legs. Everything. Chitlins.
Right. Everything. The good juice, the name brand juice, the Dole's and
the big one.
And Welch's.
The big bottle with the handle. The gallon bottle.
Yeah, and that's when it pisses you off.
Or
when income tax come and you can't get in Papa Do's in Atlanta when income
during
tax
income
time,
tax. That's they want. I'm getting the Lake Pontchartrain.
Yeah, right. And I'm gonna have one of them drinks, one of them tall drinks. Yeah, you can't get it. That's the joke. We don't go to Papa Do's in February or March when everybody getting them checks. They give it right back. But yeah, man, It's a generational thing, and unless you are made to work or have threat of cutting the benefits off, you know, some people just going
to
keep doing
it. Because to make it easy for them, it's like, well, if I get off the system, then I got to work.
Yeah.
There's no, like, help. It's not a little bit of help because they tell you, oh, you make too much. So it's totally on the system or work.
Yeah. I'd rather people be on the system. I know a situation where I know this lady had four kids. She worked every day. She ended up being a single mom. All the kids by the same dude. She worked every day. I think she made like $45,000. You got four kids, $45,000.
That's not enough money.
It's not enough money.
No.
So she said, I just went just to get some help. Any little thing.
Just little help. They make too much.
Make too much. Yeah.
She can't get no help.
Yeah, can't get no help.
So she got to quit the job to get the help.
Yep.
That's a stupid system.
Yeah. I'd rather help that $45,000 chick who outgrinds.
Right. Right.
Trying to.
She just need a little help.
Yeah, she was like, just anything. Like
a little bit on
stamps.
Groceries.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. She just need a little help.
Yeah, I don't even need the cash. Just give me groceries. But nah, she couldn't get nothing.
I think you need 48 just to make it as a single
person.
As
a single person,
that's the minimum.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the people out here, they making it do what it do and have a house full of kids.
It takes two people, too, man. I think if you need 30, you need to marry somebody who make 30, and y'all make that 60 work.
Yeah, you got 60. I got a relative who got married recently, and I was like, congratulations, you know, blah, blah, blah. He was like, yeah, by this time tomorrow, my credit score going up. So he was already looking for it. I've been struggling by myself too long,
he saw the pluses.
Yeah, yeah, he saw the pluses. But, yeah, man, I don't ever want to be broke. I don't want anybody to be broke. I just hate when people have kids and they don't have no means to support them.
But they don't do the math on it.
Yeah.
But there's some people who believe that if you can bear children and you're able to, then you should.
Yeah.
But you have to do the math.
Yeah,
so you're
yeah.
trying to tell me, oh, just have six kids because you can bear children? But what about activities?
Yeah.
What if one of your kids is slow and they need tutoring?
Yeah. Yeah,
they need Sylvan Center or something.
Yeah, have you seen the cost? What it is just to put kids in sports?
They said it's $100,000. It's $100,000+ to raise a kid from 0 to 18.
That's on the cheap side. I heard 300.
Right. And that's probably no activities.
Yeah, no activities. Like I bought my nephew. I got a 14-year-old nephew who plays baseball, and he wanted a bat.
No, the bat's $300.
Oh, yeah. I ain't know till I got in there.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, what?
My little cousin played baseball in college all the way, could have went pro, and I remember talking to his dad about the bats, and he's like, the bats are $300.
Yeah, I was like, yo.
For an aluminum bat
that
you're not going to use if you make it pro. You back the wooden bat.
$300.
Yeah, for a bat. The gloves are $200. Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, I'm an uncle. I'm sitting there like, damn, I'm going to need to get another job.
Yeah, I know.
get the nephew gifts, but. Yeah, $300. So take that in consideration. And that's just the bat. He needs shoes. He needs the bag.
You got to pay to get into the sport.
You got to pay to get in.
Registration.
Yep, registration.
Don't let him be real good and get on a traveling team.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's crazy. So if you don't want your kid to do nothing in life. And
then keep having them. But you got to give them a quality of life. I'd rather have one kid. My best friend from college. We've been friends since we were 17.
Mm-hmm.
He has one daughter. She just turned 8, 9. She's in every activity you could put a child in. She's national tour and cheerleading team. She tumbling. She do swimming. I don't know what other activities she do, but your kid ain't not going to have no quality of life without activity, because that's what make them well-rounded.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, she ain't going to be taking our tax dollars with them two grocery carts. She's going to be with
she's
me.
She's learning Chinese. She's going to have a job. She's going to get a scholarship to any school she want to go to, Duke, Pepperdine, wherever, and be able to take care of her parents when they get old.
She's going to be with me in that express line, 10 items or less, spending $150 on some
Whole Foods? You go to Whole Foods?
Oh, yeah. Sparingly.
You ever got a piece of salmon from Whole Foods?
Uh-uh.
You better take your income tax check with you.
Just a piece of salmon, even cooked?
No, it's like $20 for a piece of salmon from
Is it
Whole
cooked
Foods.
And seasoned?
Does
it come with sides?
It's no hormones, wild caught. You know, they chicken got no GMOs. And
you know what? My wife
Whole Foods chickens went to the best schools.
You know what? My wife has some friends and said that they only eat chicken every now and then. And it has to be that type of chicken.
Yeah, from
Whole
Foods, right.
Yeah.
No hormones, nothing, but it's expensive.
And it's probably small, too, because I don't think
they're
chicken
smaller.
Is supposed to be as big.
Yeah. The Whole Foods chicken is the size chicken is supposed to be. I mean, I'm not telling you to go do it, but have you had a wing from Church's?
Oh.
It's the biggest wing you've ever seen. It looked like the Victoria's Secret wing. that's the Church's wing. Some big wings. You get two of those wings and a honey biscuit, you good.
sleep in the car.
Let me get two wings and a honey biscuit.
But they just approved genetically modified salmon. Did you see that
on
there?
I don't want none.
Yeah. So
not a salmon gonna have fingers.
Yeah. So they put with a regular size salmon next to one of the genetically altered one.
Huge,
and
right?
It's probably that genetically modified salmon was probably 40% bigger than the regular salmon. So, and they just approved and said it has no side effects. How would you know? How would you
know? How would you know? You got to, everything takes 10 years for them to go, you know what? We was wrong.
Right.
We were wrong. It's like Rob Hayes. Rob Hayes got that great joke about everybody take the gluten out.
Oh, the gluten.
You're
going to
find out you still need the gluten in your knees.
Yeah, leave that GMO salmon alone. You're going to have gills. Going to wake up one morning.
give me wild caught salmon. Give me sockeye or some wild caught Atlantic or something.
And then sometimes, too, like they try to thrill you, like at the farmer's market, like, oh, this salmon's from Thailand or something like that. And I heard overseas is even worse.
Because ain't nobody checking nothing.
Yeah, ain't nobody checking nothing.
I don't want no Chinese salmon. I don't want no Thai salmon.
Go ahead and grow your own, man. Just get
I
you.
I want the regular salmon the bears eat. The salmon the bear catching when it jump up out the water. I want that salmon when it's spawning. Give me the spawning fresh salmon out
full
the water.
Full of eggs. Get some caviar too.
Yeah.
Is that what they use for caviar?
No,
salmon
sturgeon.
Eggs? Sturgeon. Sturgeon.
Sturgeon.
Okay.
It's eggs.
Sturgeon. Who would know the difference? I mean, would you?
I don't know. These are salmon eggs. I never had caviar, so I wouldn't be able to tell. I know it's sturgeon eggs though.
I've had caviar before. It's I don't get it.
It's a delicacy, man. It's just something to eat to say you're rich. Rich people eat stuff other people don't eat. Rich people have a fundraiser for bone marrow transplant and then have marrow on the menu.
Have you had marrow?
Yeah. I thought only poor people ate it when they just bit the chicken, bite the chicken, and get into the marrow.
I've had an actual marrow dish. My wife ordered it.
Yeah, they serve it in some places. It's a fancy, fancy restaurant when there's marrow on the menu.
Yeah, and it was about three bites. And I think it was like $30, something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, is it supposed to make me stronger? What am I going to do?
All these people need bone marrow out here, weak, falling over from the wind, and you eating the marrow in restaurant?
Hey, you selling marrow. And I'm going to tell you the restaurant it was at. I think it was at Canoe. Have you been to Canoe?
I've never been to Canoe. I like a nice restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. They have marrow, rabbit, everything.
All wild stuff.
Yeah, all wild stuff. So
I've had rabbit. Rabbit ain't bad.
Yeah, I don't like it.
The ears make a good stew.
Rabbit ear stew. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you can make it's like grizzle. It's kind of, you know, crunchy. But it make a good stew though.
Where's my Hoss and Pfeffer? You remember that that Bugs Bunny commercial? It was an episode. It was a king. Where's my Hoss and Pfeffer? They was trying to cook Bugs. But anyway,
I love Bugs.
Shout out
to
Bugs
good
because
they tried to cook Bugs and he took the big pot like it was a bathtub. He took the big spoon and scooped carrots, poured it over his back.
Shout out to that was a good cartoons, man.
I
back
love
in the day,
Bugs,
I don't feel like
you watch it now. It's racist though. You see some stuff in there, you be like, whoa, wait a minute, how they let this slide?
Yeah, because there was a few where Bugs had the big lips, like something exploded.
In blackface characters in there was in blackface.
And Tom and Jerry.
Jasper? It's from the 40s.
Yeah.
The Tommy? Mammy? The
oh,
mammy
yeah, yeah.
On Tom and Jerry?
Yeah,
oh, they just show her fat ankle?
Yeah, yeah.
Thomas? Wow, he's chasing Jerry around. My favorite is Jerry's nephew. The one, the French one. What was his name? Le Pew.
Le Pew.
And he had the sword.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On God, Pussycat.
Right. Yeah, him.
On God, Pussycat.
That was Jerry's nephew. And his cousin with the muscles.
And then he had the uncle.
With the muscles.
Horton Hinham.
That played Crambone.
Yeah.
And he pulled Tom's whisk out the TV.
Broke for guitar string. Where is that?
You going back then. You were a latchkey kid.
All day.
You know all of that. You was a latchkey.
Well, I live next door to my great-grandmother, so she could come check on me anytime. But, yeah, I was a latchkey kid. Matter of fact, I was walking home from school by myself when I was four. That was a time where kids didn't get kidnapped.
Well,
they wasn't taking black kids.
Nah, they wasn't taking black kids.
Yes.
You probably didn't have no phone to call your parents to make no demand.
I ain't had nothing.
Right.
The school was probably it probably was a legit mile.
We all walked to school.
Four or five years old.
You have your key around your neck on a shoelace?
No, I had it in my pocket. They wouldn't let me do it because I would lose it.
We had it around my neck and a shoelace. Yeah.
Now you can't have no latchkey kids.
Nah,
now
you get locked
Jared.
Up.
Yeah.
You get locked up now.
Now with Jared on the loose.
Different time.
We've been going for a minute. I think it's a good time to wrap up, man. So tell the people where we can find you on social media.
Find me on social media at Come See Drew, ComeSeeDrew. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, www.comeseedrew.com. About to post my schedule for the new year. I got some dates coming up in Vegas, L.A. clubs. Just grinding, man. You know, keep supporting Kino Show. Cool cat.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I need the support. Please. Or my wife's going to put me out. So if this, she said, if something don't start popping in the next 3 months.
He's going to have to give this up.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got all this equipment in this room. Right. So, you know what I'm saying?
I got mics, cameras, and everything.
Pick up another hobby because this didn't take off.
But
Wives will let you have your little project for a while. Like, my husband, he back there, he think he's doing a radio show.
I think she's distorting the camera now. Something's going on. But
with his friends, but.
But cool. Thanks for coming through, Drew, man.
Pleasure.
We here each and every week. We did special Monday night because Drew got a fly out tomorrow. So we here every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Next week, we got Tut.
Tut International. I've known Tut as long as I've been doing comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Tut, real good dude, man. Real good cat.
Tut been to my mama house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For real?
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
There's a handful of comics been to my mama house. Tut and Egypt.
Okay.
Probably the only two comics been to my mama. And Mia Jackson.
Yeah, yeah. So we got Tut coming through. Then following that, we got Kiana Danse. So we got a few coming through, man. Just stay tuned. And for those listening, man, we always, these shows are always on Blog Talk Radio, so just search the Kino Tri Show. If there was somebody came on that you missed, just search their name. The show is on there. So until next time, man, everybody have a great week and a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Bye. But don't forget your bloat pills.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. I told my girl you can get it. Don't blow.
Tonight. strip the swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Ooh, you got the swag sauce, you drip the swag goo. Ooh.